Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Downtown. Downtown. Downtown.
Also signed the most robust medical freedom legislation anywhere in the United States. Not only did we codify all our protections against COVID authoritarianism, we expanded it so that no private or public sector vax mandates on not just COVID vaxes, any vax under emergency use or MNRA, that is your choice, and they should not deny you the right to work based on that choice.
Ongoing talks, of course, by future President Ron DeSantis. Current Governor Ron DeSantis, who has not declared yet. Talking about vaccine mandates and talking about really protecting people's freedom here in the state of Florida and saying, of course, follow on to all of that, that one of the things that he was emphatic about protecting during COVID.
We made sure they can't mandate it on school children. And that parents are ultimately the ones that make that determination.
And, of course, support that. In and of itself, I wouldn't have shared any of this with you, except to realize that part of this speech yesterday was a pushback against President Trump. Not particularly surprising. You know, President Trump has he's waging, it's all-out war on Governor DeSantis. Like, every moment of every, you can't say tweet because he doesn't tweet more, but, you know, every moment of every truth post or whatever, it's all about DeSantis, DeSanctimonious, whatever, you know. Tim Scott announces that he's going to be running for president yesterday, and, Donald Trump gives him the warm, sloppy, wet kiss of support, you know, because he loves Tim Scott. No, because he's terrified of Ron DeSantis beating him, and because he will do anything to beat Ron DeSantis. And, so the larger the field, the more the chances are that Trump, with his loyal supporters, will get the nomination, because you don't have to be a majority. You just have to be more than anybody else. And so the more people you have defraying votes out of the not voting for Trump camp, the better for Trump. I mean, that's it. And just, by the way, just if you wondered ever, I don't know how to put this the right way, understanding, you understand a lot about Trump, I think, by answering this question. What do you think Trump's opinion of, treatment of, comments about Ron DeSantis would be if, A, Trump himself were not running for president? Would he be saying any of this stuff? No, of course not. So is it based on character and principle, or is it based on he wants to win at any cost? Okay, same question, slightly different flavor. What would Trump be saying about Florida and Ron DeSantis if Ron DeSantis had already said, I'm absolutely not running for president? Would he be saying any of this stuff? No, because again, it's not based on evidence, logic, reason, or character, consistency, values, and principles. It's based on destroying the enemy that you don't even have declared yet. That's all this is about, right? He'd be his best buddy. He'd be supporting him. Ron DeSantis is doing a great job. But he dares to run, maybe, you know, probably, for president against Trump. And so that's the whole difference in the world. So literally his entire public expression of contempt for DeSantis, which it is over the top. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I see. Anyway, is entirely because of the possibility that DeSantis is going to run against him. That should tell you something about Trump. And I mean, it does. Okay. But back to the point, one of the things he's criticized him for is, dealing with the vaccines and abortion, all this kind of stuff, right? That's, you know, Trump is everywhere, when, all the time, because he's terrified, right? It's so over the top that it's obvious, right? Like, he doesn't think Tim Scott is a threat. He doesn't think Chris Christie is a threat. He doesn't really think that any of these contenders are a threat, but he thinks DeSantis is a threat. So that's why he's attacking him all the time. Anyway, DeSantis, for his part, hasn't really pushed back very much. He did make one yesterday, though.
The way they weaponized these COVID vaxes was a massive incursion into our freedoms. They wanted to deny people the right to put food on their table if they didn't bend the knee and get a COVID shot that they may not have wanted and that many of them did not need. We can never allow warp speed to trump informed consent in this country ever again.
Did you catch it? Operation Warp Speed was the operation that Trump called the development of the vaccine, right? He called it Operation Warp Speed, so we can never allow warp speed to Trump. I mean, it's clunky, it's not elegant, but it is kind of funny. Oh, meanwhile, you know how former President Trump has been criticizing DeSantis on abortion, and now he's, you know, DeSantis is pushing back on that as well because, you know, Trump himself, listen, I voted for Trump. You give me Trump against Biden, I vote for him again. He's just not my pick out of all of the candidates, you know, that are potentially running because for lots of reasons. But, you know, one over, and I have to admit this, it's true. There's no other person who ever ran for president and said that they would do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Whoever did A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and Trump did. And he won the Supreme Court, and he did what he was supposed to do on the border and the military and formerly, I mean, you know, no wars got started under him, you know, pick it across the board. There are a lot of reasons to support Trump. It's just that this personality and the kinds of choices that he makes like this and sort of character stuff, that stuff drives me crazy. But I always, and I try to say this every time I bring it up, there is definitely a part of me that's like, you know what? Maybe all of that stuff doesn't matter. Maybe the results matter. I do. I have that question within myself. I'm just telling you. But anyway, he's been saying that, you know, DeSantis's, you know, 6-week abortion ban that he signed into effect that the legislature passed is too extreme. That's what he said, right? That's too harsh are his words. And of course, again, you know, Trump is, he's not a conservative. Not really. He's a conservative because it's useful, but he's not a conservative at his core. I'm not even sure if he's pro-life at his core. Historically, if you look at him before he was declared for president, you know, what were his views? He's a social liberal. Okay. And, you know, he adopted a lot of Republican talking points. He adopted Christianity because that was a useful talking point for him. You know, is he devoted to any of these things? I've never seen evidence of it. And when it comes to abortion, he's criticizing DeSantis for being too harsh on abortion when DeSantis signed a 15-week ban last year, which was to align us with the expected ruling in the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court decision. And a 6-week ban this year, now that the Supreme Court went farther than just saying 15 weeks and basically saying it's up to the states to do whatever they want. So he went even farther than that with the legislature. But his criticism is that the governor is losing women voters like crazy and has a big problem with women voters because of the harsh abortion law. Well, that is spoken like a true pro-choicer. That's what they say. All the women are pro-choice, and they're not. You know, an awful lot of women are pro-life. How do I know? Well, because the most active advocates for life causes that I know are women. You know, it's this weird notion like pro-life women don't exist when the truth is that millions of women in America are pro-life. And so it's just a weird thing for Trump to be aligned so heavily with the pro-choice position on this. But okay, so the governor says yesterday, and let's be very clear on this, that when he's talking to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, he says, and let's be very clear on this, that when we are acting to protect an unborn child that has a detectable heartbeat, that is humane. That's not harsh. It is the right thing to do. So he's responding. He's not really dragging Trump into it other than saying, you know, using the term harsh. He says, we believe that everybody counts, everybody's special, and our Heartbeat Protection Act shows that we say what we mean and we mean what we say. And that's a landmark piece of legislation for this state, and I was happy to be able to sign that provision into law. And again, it's a weird criticism to say, well, he can't figure out what position he takes because 15 weeks and 6 weeks. 15 weeks was because of the Supreme Court case. 6 weeks was, again, because of the heartbeat once we had more permission from the Supreme Court to do regulation than we thought we would have had last year. It's the most sensible thing in the world, and either Trump doesn't understand what has happened in Florida or he just doesn't care about the facts, and either one is accurate, right? 519 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Into News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, well, hello there. What's your name?
Mike Wazowski.
Good morning, 522 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and everybody prepare for the end of everything we knew, because the NAACP has said that you shouldn't travel to Florida. Wait, whoa, stop. It's just, how will we go on?
Why?
How will we go on? Oh, my God,
don't
no.
Don't tell me you don't get why.
No, I totally get why. They're wrong, as usual, because everybody gets everything wrong about Florida these days. But yeah, they're, you know, we're anti-gay, we're anti-trans, we're anti-black, we're anti also people of color. Don't get them confused with black people. it's just like, no, don't go here. It's terrible. I think we're going to be okay. Cause you know, look, if it's the NAACP's favorite people, which is, by the way, not the same thing as black people. You know, the people who are going to be liberals and protest and be angry and what, I'm fine. Stay away. You know, it's fine. But no, they're still going to come. Why? Because people love to be here and we have great stuff. It's the most amazing thing. It is always fascinating to me to watch how misrepresented Florida policies are, like the don't say gay stuff, or the we're not teaching black history when it's actually in law to teach black history in Florida, because he pushed back against extraordinarily radical curriculum that was trying to smuggle itself in under the guise of African-American studies AP classes. It's just, like I said, again and again and again, the lies. It's just amazing. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Secret Service says a vehicle crash near the White House may have been intentional. Police detained a U-Haul driver last night after a truck apparently slammed into some security barriers on the north side of Lafayette Square. According to U.S. Park Police, the driver of that truck was arrested on several charges. One of those charges was threatening to kill, kidnap, or harm a president, vice president, or family member. Not a lot of specific information as to what his threat was. Michigan now has red flag laws. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed that into law yesterday. Michigan, the second state in a week to enact a red flag law. And President Biden says the debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. He issued a statement. Biden noted that Monday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid catastrophe for our economy.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Kevin McCarthy's comment was it was productive, but we didn't make progress. No, but it was still productive. Why was it productive? Well, because of the people who were in the room.
There was really good catering.
Meanwhile, you know, 8 days from today, 9 days from today, we find out whether what? I don't know. We default on some of our debts. You know, we don't pay certain bills and we pay other. We'll see.
There'll be a last second type of thing. It's always for show every time.
Again and again and again. I feel like when you say it's Kabuki Theater, that's really an insult to Kabuki Theater. At least Kabuki Theater has
no respectable Kabuki.
Yeah, there's some plot. You know, it is all for show and about the art and the, you know, the pretense of it all. But they're not pretending it's not. You know, the folks. My wife, her take on all this was like, you know, so every time we cave and every time we cave and every time we cave and nothing changes. I'm like, that's right. She said, you think we're gonna cave again? I'm like, I don't know, but do you really think anything's going to change? We'll see. I mean, we'll see. You know, maybe. But, you know, at a certain point, Charlie Brown stops kicking the football. 525 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, man, the Bud Light thing just keeps giving and giving. In case you hadn't heard the story, Budweiser, Bud Light in particular, is now actually offering to its distributors that they will buy back all the expired Bud Light. Like the Bud Light that nobody's buying and sits on the shelf or in the cage or wherever so long that it actually goes past its preferred buy date. They're offering to give it back. Unsold cases of beer that have gone past expiration. Wall Street Journal doing the reporting. So it's so bad based on the pushback on the trans, you know, the Dylan Mulvaney stuff. I was thinking to myself, you know, so these days, if you've got like, let's say a cache, you know, of Bud Light, where's the safest place to store it? I mean, anywhere in public view will do nicely. Like nobody's going to take it. You remember how we used to have these stories every once in a while? Like, you know, we had the story about the steak truck the other day that it was overturned. Remember how we used to have stories about how, like, the Bud Light truck overturned and there's bottles and cans of Bud Light all over? And people were like, no, no. And now we're like, eh. So good. So it goes. What's the loss, really? 437-1620. And again, the philosopher in me, the one who, you know, sort of taught logic and believes in these rules and consistency, says, I'm actually sort of on Bud Light's side in just this small way. They say this was never a coordinated marketing campaign. They were never really embracing Dylan Mulvaney. And that's true. They never did. But the other side of this, and of course, that's just made all the pro-trans folks angry. You know, the conservatives are angry because they sent the cans in the first place. And the pro-trans folks are angry because they walked back their support for Dylan Mulvaney. So not everybody's angry at Bud Light. I'm trying to figure out, like, who's still really buying it. You know, who's really happy? The people who just love the taste? Or the people who just really don't care? I don't know. It's hard to figure out. But the problem is that all the other companies, right? It's, you know, why the fixated, focused, white, laser-hot anger of the pushback against the trans agenda America is focused and fixated on Bud Light as though that's the main front in the war, so to speak, and all of the other beer companies and all the pro-trans stuff that they do and all of the other brands and all the pro-trans stuff. I mean, do you see the Adidas thing? I didn't talk about this last week. I've told you before, I'll say it again. I could do probably the whole show. I could do at least half the show on just LGBT, just the T. Like, it's crazy. There are so many stories. And I don't talk about a lot of it all the time because there's other stuff going on in the world, right? But Adidas last week came out with a swimsuit line that it is marketing of a one-piece swimsuit featuring a dude wearing it. And the dude's got, well, if you look at the bottom half of the dude, you see a swimsuit covering, well, there's a lot of stuff there. Why are you featuring a guy model? I mean, a man. He's not a, like, trans. He's just a guy wearing a women's Adidas one-piece swimsuit. For what purpose? But there you go. That's kind
good
of
morning.
Just, you
know, I'm David Wayne.
That's just kind of where we are. 529 on News Radio 92.3. The Pentagon did not get attacked yesterday, in case you were wondering. If for a brief time yesterday there were some images circulating online that purported to be the Pentagon having been attacked, even caused some stock market dip for the moment. But basically, it's fake, and it looks like it was probably generated by AI. And the weird thing about it is the picture is not even like a real building, is the way I understand it. It's not a picture of the Pentagon. it's a picture of smoke on the ground behind some, like, crowd fencing, you know, that metal fencing they put up around crowds, and it just claims to be, and but it's not. And if you look at the picture pretty closely, it's interesting because the fencing, like the crowd fencing, blends into the regular building fencing in a way that it wouldn't happen in real life. And there's a couple of other things, like the fencing blends in, the columns blend into the hotel or whatever. So it looks like it's a pure AI-generated photo, falsely circulated. Russia Times circulated it and some other folks. So, no, didn't actually happen. But this kind of is where we are with fake news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. No deal yet, but the debt ceiling talks continue between the lead negotiators for both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. You both touted a productive discussion, even though they are... there are hurdles to a compromise. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan.
I think we're going to get a good agreement in the end because I think the country knows the position Speaker McCarthy has taken and the House Republicans have taken is the common sense position.
The Republican on Fox News tonight, the widely popular social media app TikTok sues the state of Montana over its new law banning the platform. Russian troops and security forces are confronting an alleged cross-border raid that Moscow blames on Ukrainian military saboteurs. But Kyiv says it's an uprising against the Kremlin is by Russian partisans in the Belgorod region on the Russian-Ukrainian border. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 73 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. Well, there was a surprising find by some beach walkers on Dauphin Island this week. A bundle of several packages of cocaine was found washed ashore. Dauphin Island PD sent officers out on ATVs to a remote location to collect the drugs. They say it looks like they'd been there for some time. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Division is now investigating where those drugs originated from. Drivers can expect to see extra cops on the roads through the rest of the week. That includes here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
We do a campaign once a year to make sure we participate in it, to make sure that everybody is reminded to use the seatbelts, that seatbelts save lives. They save lives every day. And officers are going to be out looking in both marked and unmarked cars for violators who are not wearing seatbelts.
And that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood. He says agencies throughout the state taking part in the Click It or Ticket campaign by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And people could face fines if they're caught without a seatbelt starting today, running through June 4th. The McDavid man accused of shooting a woman inside an Atmore hotel now facing murder charges. Now, that shooting happened last Wednesday. Atmore police say they found the victim in a room at Southland Hotel. The suspect, 39-year-old Luis Becerra, was initially charged with attempted murder after being arrested by Alabama troopers on I-65. That charge now upgraded to murder. The woman died from her injuries yesterday. NFL legend Tom Brady maybe one step closer now to owning a part of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Reports say Brady's purchase of a stake in the team from owner Mark Davis has been agreed to and sent to the league for approval. Brady announced his retirement in February after playing 23 seasons in the NFL and winning 7 Super Bowls. He's set to debut as Fox's lead NFL analyst in 2024. I'm Trey Thomas.
And right now it is partly cloudy in Pensacola, 73. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We're going to be seeing a warm and humid day with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 60s and 70s. As you go into your Wednesday, we will have a drier day, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Temperatures staying in the low 80s overnight, dropping into the 60s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 73 in Pensacola. It's 74 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy tomorrow at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 537, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, dark. It's still dark out. It's still dark out for a little while yet. I don't know, yesterday we had this great sunrise, so I hope we have it again today, and if we do, I'll try to let you know. Like, go outside and look now. It's funny because the pictures I ever have of the sunrise are always like with I-10 in the way and the power lines. And it was funny. I posted one yesterday that was just
signs.
I posted one yesterday that was like just I was outside real quick and hey, look at the sun if you have a chance to go out. And John Hutchinson, who used to be the president of Gulf Power locally, right?
I love John Hutchinson so much.
Yeah, those transmission lines are real good. I'm like, oh yeah, I get your joke.
I know. I thought he would be. He is as sarcastic as you are. Yeah, he's really great.
As?
Almost as sarcastic.
Thank you. I
but look
that.
At him. He's able to have a big boy job and be normal.
That's
meant.
538. I never have. 538 on News Radio 92.3. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Shane Tucker. He's the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Shane, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm good. Hey, I passed a bunch of your fellas, and ladies perhaps, I don't know, driving Highway 98 back from Destin through Navarre. We passed the new-ish substation that y'all have there, and my wife's like, there's a lot of cops over there. I'm like, let me tell you about that. It's kind of cool. I assume that's a pretty useful facility for y'all.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it's certainly to our advantage, but the communities as well. That we have those substations in the individual communities that we serve. You know, years ago we were centralized, and that didn't provide the access to services that our citizens need. So absolutely, that's a big benefit to us and them as well.
Yeah, because I mean, response time and first on scene, like those are the key things, right? Get a body there, and then get more bodies there, right?
Absolutely. You know, when somebody calls for the sheriff's office, in a large percentage of the cases, it's a critical or at the very least an urgent need to get somebody as quickly as possible, and having our boots on the ground in each individual area of the county, that's invaluable.
Do you have I know EMS uses an ABCDE kind of a triage evaluation of how significant a call is. Do you guys have something like that?
We do. We have a prioritization of calls. Each call that comes in is given a priority by our dispatch. The most dangerous or the most critical would be a one, and it goes all the way down to five. You know, something pretty routine, like just maybe somebody requesting an information call or wanting to speak to a supervisor. That would be a lower priority than, say, maybe a burglary or even a traffic stop. So we absolutely do prioritize the calls.
All right, so it's a 1 to 5, which is the same thing, just with a different symbolic representation. Okay, that makes perfect sense. It's not surprising at all. I guess we had a bomb threat at the Navarre Walmart, but not exactly what you typically think of as a bomb threat, right?
This one was a little bit different. Yesterday afternoon, we received a report of a bomb threat at the Supercenter there in Navarre. Deputies arrived on scene, and the suspect was still there. He was urinating in some bushes on the property, so they had no difficulty finding and locating him. When they actually talked to him, it was pretty clear to them that he was intoxicated, pretty significantly intoxicated. As a matter of fact, based on his condition, he was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. But it is likely that there will be some forthcoming charges related to making a bomb threat.
I mean, but what did he do? Did he, like, go inside the store and tell somebody? This doesn't sound like, you know, he's not out there in the bushes with, like, you know, one hand full of dynamite or something.
Did he
say
he was going to blow up the bathroom?
Yeah, like, what's, like, what, I mean, somebody heard him. He must have said something.
You know, the information that I have right now is still a little bit thin.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was over the telephone or not. I would have to wonder, given the fact that he was there on scene when deputies arrived, if it was likely not something that was relayed in person. But I don't know that to be a fact.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You also had it's kind of thing that this is why we have dogs that can pick up a scent. The bloodhounds saved somebody over the weekend, right?
They absolutely did. Friday afternoon, an elderly individual went missing after going for a walk in the woods in the north end of the county. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, getting a little bit lost, turn around the woods isn't that big of a deal. But when you're talking about an 84-year-old adult, time is of the essence. That can turn into a life or death situation within just moments. So Friday afternoon, our deputies went out there for that. They immediately recognized the critical nature of that call and you know, made contact with our bloodhound, got the bloodhound canine unit rolling up there. And after a rather lengthy track on into the afternoon and the evening, they were fortunately able to locate the gentleman, help him safely out of the woods, get him evaluated, and it looks like he's going to be okay. But we are super grateful that this turned out the way that it did. We were able to get him home safe and sound.
Yeah.
And that's just another save by our fantastic canine unit.
No, and I mean, you know, look, an able-bodied, well-aware, capable person in the daytime can still run into trouble pretty quickly in any of the wooded areas around our two-county area, let alone somebody who's none of those things, you know, and it starts to get to be at dark. I can understand the concern. You're looking for somebody on lewd and lascivious, is that right?
We sure are, and we're asking for folks out there to keep an eye out, and maybe they can help us get this suspect off the streets. His name is Jabe Anthony Buring, and he is wanted for lewd and lascivious behavior with a victim under the age of 16. That's some really serious stuff, and we don't need him out there potentially victimizing anybody else. He's a white male, about 5'6" tall, 195 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. If I'm not mistaken, he's 23 years of age. And if anybody knows where this fella is, we would sure like for them to give us a call or call Crime Stoppers at 437-STOP. They can remain anonymous and certainly be eligible for a cash reward if their information leads to his arrest.
And let's hope something breaks real quick on that. I appreciate that. One other story I just wanted to get to with you is y'all had an erratic driver on I-10 that you pulled over that turned out to be more than just that, right?
Yes, sir. Last week, a citizen traveling on the interstate called to report another vehicle that was driving erratically and concerning them for the safety of others. So our deputies were able to actually locate the vehicle in the rest area here in East Milton. The driver was slumped over the steering wheel at the time our deputies got there. So the deputy called for medical assistance, and in the meantime was able to actually get the driver roused up and out of the vehicle. And it turned out the driver was impaired on some narcotics. She was ultimately arrested for driving under the influence, and during a subsequent search of the vehicle, they found some controlled substance to include something that field tested presumptive positive for MDMA or ecstasy. And a lot of people, they don't really think about DUI as stemming from substances that you can get over the counter or through a pharmacy like hydrocodone or something like that. But that appears to be what this individual was on, was some prescription medication and driving very, very dangerously. So, we would warn people to keep that in mind. But also, if you see somebody driving in an erratic manner, give us a call and let us come out and take a look at it and help keep the motoring public safe.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know a lot of times people feel like they don't want to be the jerk who calls, right? I mean, that's some people don't call because they don't want to get somebody in trouble, let's say. But look, sometimes it could be somebody's having a medical emergency, and you could be saving their life, calling the cops, to
come sure could
figure
be.
Out what's going on. So, there's all kinds of reasons, and certainly the general safety of the driving public is the number one concern. So yeah, I'll just say I call the police all the time. In fact, in my phone, I have, not just the emergency numbers, but the non-emergency numbers based on the situation. 'Cause you never know when your eyes might see something that the police need attention to. And, so I know I have done it many times, and I hope everybody takes that same thing to heart. Shane Tucker, he's the chief deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
Sorry about the ship foghorn there for a second. We just wanted to, be sure that the waters were safe.
It's
just stuff happens.
I'm the worst producer.
You're
but
the
also
best producer.
Yeah, right, because I'm alive and here, I guess, but no.
Well, those are two things going for you.
That is what I have. Yeah, yeah.
No, but you bring that right to the
table.
You
open another screen, it's like, I'm just making sure you're working.
The computers are out to get us. They're absolutely out to get us all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and by the way.
It's not just operator error. News Radio 92.3. That should be the billboard.
News Radio 92.3. It's not just operator error.
See, that should be my billboard.
That's right. I like that.
Finally,
no,
one
thing, do want to let you know, our texting service is not working right now. So
so we're missing all your cool comments.
Yeah. So I guess if you have like our sales, text us. Otherwise, I don't know.
Just
wait. Be patient. We're working on it.
Sure.
I mean, we are working hard. Like I have nothing that I can do about this, but we're trying to figure. They tell us there's an issue with the connection of the network data or whatever, so we're working on it. But somebody's working on it, I guess is a way to say it. But you can't text me. If you text us, we're not getting it. I don't know if we'll ever get it. It might be you send us a text. It was super pithy and personal, and then we're like,
yeah.
We never respond. And you're like, what's wrong with me? Nothing. I don't, we didn't see the text. Hey, if you
but
are
working on it.
Yeah, they are working on it. If you, they tell us. Who's they? Don't ask. Anyway, so if you, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, I recommend Frontier Motors. Dave Ramsey recommends Frontier Motors. The license plate frames and the bumper stickers recommend Frontier Motors. In fact, that's actually a little bit of a game. Like, you know how when you're driving, sometimes you get bored? I mean, obviously not listening to this show, but like later in the day, like, maybe at 1 o'clock. You're driving around, make a game out of this. Look for the Frontier Motors license plate frames and the bumper stickers. Just as a game, as a distraction, as you're at a light, just look around. Because here's what you'll see. If day one, you'll maybe see one or two, maybe none. I don't know. Day two, you'll see three or four. Day five, or say by day three or day four, you'd be like, oh my God, they're everywhere. Did anybody buy a car anywhere else? Well, yeah, I mean, they do. Okay. But this is the great place to buy used cars that people go again and again and again. And so Frontier is kind of, these are all endorsements, right? These are all recommendations, referrals by your neighbors and coworkers and, just random strangers that you happen to be next to at a light. And the point of this is simple. Frontier Motors does business in such a way that people are excited to represent them, excited to say it, to brag, like we got a car from them. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your ticket at Ticketmaster.com.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Now see, they got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick. We both got two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions. But they use a sesame seed bun. My buns have no seeds.
They've got the big arches. We've got the big arches. Do you remember the name?
I thought it was McDougal's.
McDowell's.
Oh, man, the Afro Sheen. Golly, that was such a funny movie.
I'm going to call him Clay.
When I was in college, we went to Queens to, like, because the city was the big city.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? And everybody at my college was like, whatever. So anyway, we went down there. We got to eat at that McDonald's.
Did you?
I know. We saw the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh,
man, we had a whole... Yeah, I know, but that was my high point. This is where Coming to America was made.
That's where Eddie Murphy thwarted the robbery of Samuel L. Jackson. Amazing.
Isn't that weird?
I know.
Samuel L. Jackson in every movie you've ever seen. Who knew?
And then what was the... who's Mobius in
The Matrix.
Yes. Who's the actor? Lawrence Fishburne,
okay, right.
Okay, but in King of New York, he's Larry. Oh. The credit says Larry Fishburne.
Isn't that weird?
People getting more respect by making a more official, formal-sounding name.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I was wondering. I genuinely wonder. The people who are listening to us at, like, you know, 5:52 or 5:20 or whatever, you know, and
good
then if, let's say they never listen to the rest of the show. I don't know how that'd be possible. Let's say they never listen anytime after that. You have a completely different picture of this show than what anybody else knows. Because, you know, it's 7:20. We're never randomly just talking about movie history and, you know, which Van Halen is the real Van Halen.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Maybe we should.
By the way, to prove his lies, the podcasts are available.
Oh, that's
at
true.
News Radio.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That is true.
We talked a whole bunch of movies.
If you don't catch the show live, but you love the product, like you love listening to the show, you can always listen to it later on the app. By the way, download News Radio Pensacola app, and then the podcasts are right there at the flick of a thumb, basically. Or you can listen to it, you know, on the NewsRadio 923.com has a podcast page. You can listen to them all there. Mm-hmm. David Wendt, that's new, by the way. Candy started doing this. 6 months ago? When did you start putting up the whole shows? 6 months?
When you made me, but yeah, about six months
ago. No, that was all your idea.
It was not. No. He said we should podcast the whole show. So we started to do it. And Jenna, who left us, and I miss her very much, but yeah, she started to make it even better. I was out for a week, and yeah, so she's, anyway.
So
but they're up.
Long story made long. You can listen to the show anytime you want.
It got better in March.
David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
TikTok now suing the state of Montana over its new law banning the app. The law prohibits TikTok from operating and doesn't allow residents to download the app onto their phones. Lawyers for TikTok say that the Montana law violates the First Amendment. The TSA telling travelers to give themselves extra time if they're flying this weekend. Summer travel season beginning Friday with Memorial Day weekend. And more than 2.6 million travelers expected through airport security checkpoints that day alone. And former President Trump making a virtual appearance today in a Manhattan court in that criminal fraud case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of falsifying business records. His appearance today is reportedly to make sure he doesn't share any evidence in the case on social media.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-16. I don't know why I'm giving you the phone number out of habit because our texting is down. So, you know.
Because he loves you.
Yeah, that's it. Send texts into the ether. We'll tell you when it's working again. Do you remember the really bad story about the jet fuel getting into the water supply on the aircraft carrier? Remember this? The first incident aboard the Nimitz was one of them. And then there was some other stuff as well. There was an incident on the Abraham Lincoln. It wasn't jet fuel. It was a biological contaminant, as I recall. Is it like an E. coli or something like that? But I'll get to that in a second. We finally have sort of the why, like the what happened about this, because it's a weird one. The incidents are unconnected, even though they did happen just within a few days of each other in September of last year. And interestingly, in both cases, the initial reports came from social media, not Navy statements. That's not surprising. Love the Navy, though I do. Love the local personnel, really, though I do. You know, recognize that the Navy's got a certain way of doing things, like many militaries. And their goal number one is not keep everybody else informed outside of the unit, right? I mean, that's just not a priority, right? It's there as if they have to, but that's not their most important thing. Anyway, in the first incident on the Nimitz, okay, sure, turned out to be true. Jet fuel had made its way into the ship's water supply. The good reporting by military.com, they always have really good stuff. The investigation reported the source was not a leak, but it was the result of crew members trying to work on some of the 26 potable water tanks aboard the ship that had been out of service. And the crew did not know how, good question, but the crew did not know that one of the out-of-service water tanks was not holding water, but was holding JP5, jet fuel, that leaked into the tank during the ship's last deployment in 2021 through a deteriorated cover. So they didn't know that there was fuel in that one. And that detail was not properly noted, was forgotten, and then new people come on board. And so when they started working on the tanks, somehow that got connected to the other water supply, and they were flushing it. Okay, they were trying to flush and pump clean water through. Well, flushing and opening created the problem. So, and they don't know which specific tanks. A lot of stuff is redacted in the report, but that's one incident that took place. And also, you know, part of the challenge on the Nimitz was that, you know, people were saying, we don't feel good. And that in the beginning, there wasn't a lot done for them, or even the reports weren't believed. On the Lincoln, okay, on the Abraham Lincoln, you had a water tank that developed a hole from rust, which, I mean, these ships are, what, 50 years old, right? Which allowed, not saying they're not maintained, I'm just saying, you know, things happen on big ships. Contaminants seeped in. Unlike the Nimitz, the tank was in service. And on September 17th, that was the day before the ship was going to set sail, they had an unaccounted for change in level in the tank. The level in the tank rose by 2,000 gallons. You say, how could the level in the tank go up by 2,000 gallons with a leak? Because the extra liquid had penetrated into the tank from the bilge, which is that's like the areas underneath the ship equipment that often collect things like jet fuel and oil, and there's kind of a sewer sort of nature to the bilge. Anyway, September 18th, the crew member noted the higher than normal level, but assumed it was extra water from the pier and didn't do anything. Again, bad assumption. 3 days later, the ship started using water from the tank, and immediately people reported that it had a weird taste. That superior did not report the issue further. Investigators said four missed opportunities to watch for watch standards to identify and flag the contaminated water before it spread throughout the ship. Basic watch standing principles would have prevented or minimized the spread of the contaminated water in this case. So about 12 hours after the first report, this is on the Lincoln, 12 hours after the first report of messed up water, the XO told the captain there might be an issue. And around the same time, there had been a run on bottled water in the ship's stores, which means that the crew all knew. The crew all knew, and they're going to buy bottled water because that's the safe water, right? So that should tell you about how information flows as well. Anyway, it was E. coli in seven samples they found the next day. So just kind of, if you had not been following this or hadn't heard much about this since we first reported it way back when, that's been the follow-up on what happened for first the jet fuel in the Nimitz water supply and then the E. coli in the Abraham Lincoln water supply. 5:58 on News Radio, 5:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got bands on the beach tonight, weather pending. It's a little bit of a rain possibility today, but, you know, weather pending tonight. We've got Santa Rosa Island Authority putting on the Gulfside Pavilion concert every Tuesday night. Jordan Chase is going to take the stage right from here.
He's so great.
And he was on The Voice.
And he went to Tate High School. He's a talented kid, man.
Cool. He's an adult.
He's an adult.
Not a little man. We've got the Laser Show, Laser Invasion. We'll be giving away tickets to that, but this is a blend of science fiction, laser light show at the Sanger, and a whole bunch of cool music.